Today we celebrate one of the saint feasts, which is very important. He was very famous feast. His name was Shenouda. When he was a child, he used to pray fervently. He used to pray day and night. And his father had a cattle and a sheep, and the shepherds used to go every day in the morning and come in the evening. Then they asked the father of Amba Shenouda to take the child Shenouda with them. Then his mother gave him the lunch box, have it with him to eat during the day. But he used to give the food to the shepherds and keep fasting all day. And he was 9 years old at the time. One day he came late and it was night. And the next day the father and mother said to the shepherds, "We'll not let you take Shenouda with you because you keep him late and he comes late home." They said, "No, we come in the evening before sunset. How come?" Then the shepherds asked the father and the mother to let him this day only take Shenouda with him, and they will see what happened. And then at the end of the day, Shenouda came with the shepherd, and then he said to the shepherd, "Please, you can go home now, and I will go home easily." Then the shepherd hid behind the tree to see where this child is going. And instead of going home, then he turned around the home. There was like a rope covered something, and he knelt on it and he started to pray to the Lord. And then the shepherd saw a marvelous vision, a marvelous scene. He saw that the five fingers and the other five fingers are enlightening like candles while Amba Shenouda was praying. And then he went, hurried to the father and the mother, said to them, "Your child is the same. I saw so and so and so." And then immediately Amba Shenouda's mother and father decided to bring him, to take him to his uncle. His uncle was the abbot of a monastery, and his name was Bigol. And then they took Amba Shenouda to Amba Bigol, and then they explained to him and asked him to bless Amba Shenouda. And he said, "No." He took the hand of Amba Shenouda on his head and said to him, "By you bless me, my child, my son. You will be a father of many monks one day, and you will be famous one day." And then he grew and grew. They left him in the monastery. When he was 13 years old, he was ordained a monk by his uncle Amba Bigol after a sign from heaven. He grew and grew and he fasted and fasted, and because he was very well educated in the church and in the spiritual life, he has become a father of thousands of monks in his monastery. And he had at these days 3,000 of monks and 2,000 of nuns under his supervision. He lived about 120 years in spite of fasting life and very strict. He was also very good in the keeping the faith of the church, and he accompanied Amba Kyrillos, Pope Kyrillos, the pillar of faith. You see, Pope Kyrillos I, the pillar of faith, resting his hand on a pillar as a sign of his pillar of faith, and he was with him in the Third Council, and he defended the right faith against Nestorian the infidel. Just one miracle to conclude. One day he opened, there was a famine around the monastery, and then he opened the monastery for all the people, everyone who needed to eat and to drink. And then one day the store, the bread storage was empty. Then the responsible man went to Ambashnuda and said to him, "We don't have anything." And then he said, "Don't worry." He gave him just a piece of bread, just one, and he said, "Put it in the store." And he put it in the store. Next day, he said, "Open the store." He couldn't open the store. It was very hard to open the store. And then when he opened it, he found it full of flour and full of everything to feed all the needy and the poor. That's why we call him a great saint. His name is Shenouda, and Shenouda means the son of gods. In the Pharaonic language, in the long Egyptian language, Shenouti means son of gods. May his blessings be with us. Amen. Send now to say Axios for Ambashnuda Arshimandrai.